Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special college basketball edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. I'm Christopher Tyler, and alongside me is Damien Arsenis from pickandroll.com.au. Mate, welcome to the show.
Always good to be back, and we're going to wrap up the college basketball season tonight with my top 10 players of the season.
And we're going to go through some awards that that you've put together as well, starting with your player of the year. And I don't think there's really too much other options in who your player actually is. Let us know whether it's Ben Simmons or not.
It certainly is. Yeah. And he has put together one of the best individual seasons by an Australian player in college basketball hoops. And he did it as a first-year player. We haven't seen this before. He led all the freshmen with 11.8 rebounds a game, was third in scoring with 19.2 points a game, fifth nationally amongst all players with 23 double-doubles, 56% from the field, first Southeast Conference player since assist became official to finish in the top five in points, rebounds, and assists. He went very, very close to averaging that whole, 5-5-5.
Yeah.
Went very, very close. So he was just dominant.
And the most important
guy running the point.
Even though he didn't make much madness, the most important thing was that he didn't ruin, and I don't think so, it's remaining to be seen, but he hasn't impacted on his draft stock. He came into the season thinking that he was going to be number one. We still think that's the case.
I still think that's the case. Some of the things that he did this year, no other player's been able to do or haven't been able to achieve for a long time. That 43-point outburst, if you recall, against North Florida, no LSU player had done that since Shaq. We're going back a fair way.
And obviously a lot has to do with the coach as well. He still averaged 19 points, and that was with...
Yeah,
how do we explain the coaching demo? Less than questionable.
Yeah, interesting, sure. We'll call it. Let's just say there was some interesting coaching. But that didn't stop Simmons from earning a host of awards, and I don't think we've got enough time to go through them, but did you want to touch on
some? I want to go through some of them. I'm not going to go through all of them because there's about three pages worth here, but he was the 2015-16 SEC Freshman of the Year, first-team All-SEC, All-SEC Freshman Team, Julius Erving Award finalist, Oscar Robertson Trophy finalist, Naismith Trophy mid-season finalist, three-time SEC Freshman of the Week, one-time SEC Player of the Week, 2015 Australian Institute of Sport Emerging Athlete of the Year, a whole host of other things as well, Demo. It's just too much to mention, but there is a lot. Believe us, there is a lot.
There is a lot. And look, he's declared for the NBA draft, earning that Freshman Player of the Year honour in the SEC. The other players that have won that award, I guess, is current NBA players or current or past NBA players, Brandon Bass, Glenn Davis, Tyrus Thomas. So all these guys have gone on to be very good players. But in reality, Ben Simmons is going to be a lot better than those guys.
Let's hope so.
So, yeah.
Now let's move tact from someone who we knew was going to be good to someone that we didn't know was going to be as good as he was, Damo, and that is Matt Donlan from Youngstown State, your most improved player.
The Penguins. Who would have thought, Matt Donlan? I certainly didn't. So I've said that before. He averaged 2.3 minutes a game in seven games a couple of years ago for South Dakota State back in 2013-14. So he sat out as a redshirt transfer last year. But to come in and do what he's done as a starter is just nothing short of remarkable.
And this was a guy that was regularly making my top five in the Player of the Weeks as well.
Yeah, most certainly. Most certainly. So he shot the lights out. And I think what shone the most for me is his three-point shooting. 6'7 guy, the swingman. He shot 46.3% from beyond the arc. He led all the Aussies in shooting from beyond the arc this year, including Emmett Nahr, who at one stage was ranked right up there. So as it happens, he finished fourth nationally across all of Division I basketball for three-point shooting. So he was absolutely outstanding. 13.1 points a game, 84% from the charity stripe. He was a very, very good player.
Now, Australians in the NBA, Damo, are known for their ferocious defense. Who in college do you think was the best defender?
I'll ask you, who do you reckon it was?
Probably Venky Joyce.
It is. And for mine, he's won it 3 years in a row now. So this is
the amount of blocks that kid gets is ridiculous.
It is. So
he's a beast inside the paint.
So he's three-peating for my award anyway. He's able to do it at both ends. If you put aside his 16.5 points a game that he delivered, he's had 8.7 rebounds, 2.5 assists, but 1.8 blocks this year. The output was nearly identical to last year, but as you mentioned, he had a steal a game. He battled illness earlier in the season as well. But he really earns this award for all those things that that don't come up in the stats too. Changing shots, influencing what the other team's going to do just through his presence on the court, and they don't get measured. So he's got the third in the school for rebounds across his career, fifth in conference history as well. So we're talking about a guy right up there. 240 block shots in his four-year career.
Love it.
So that's a school record, and it's only second in the Big Sky. He missed out by seven for breaking the school record for the conference records.
If only they played in March.
Yeah, and you know his average of two blocks per game across his whole career just speaks volumes. So wherever he goes, he's going to be a great player as a professional.
Now, freshman of the year, I'm going to skip over unless you have someone different to Ben Simmons. It better not be Dermot. Did Ben Simmons get that award?
Enough said.
Cool. Now let's get to your All-Australian team, mate. Let's start off with your first team. Not a lot of surprises here. Let's go through it.
Well, there shouldn't be. I guess the only surprise is Matt Donlan. I've had to put him in there. I've slotted him in as a guard forward type, but I don't see how you can't put him in there based on his output. You got Emmett Nahr, and he's the second best three-point shooter we had in college basketball last season. He was also delivering the points, I think around 14 points a game, running the show there at St. Mary's. But then you got Ben Simmons. You can't overlook him. Venky Joyce, we've talked about him as well. And a front line would not be complete without Marjok Den, who absolutely dominated with Louisiana Monroe.
Well, let's spend some time on him. We spoke about Ben Simmons before. This is a guy who finished second out of all the Australians in points per game. Let us know a little bit about Marjok Den.
Yeah, so we've got a big guy can shoot the three ball as well. So he's got range. He's an inside-out player. He delivered 18.6 points a game. So we're only talking about Simmons averaged 19.2. So he's just trailing in there. Seven rebounds a game. Very versatile forward that can deliver it at both ends of the court as well. So he's definitely a guy to look out for moving forward.
So there are some big names that you missed out in the first team.
There
so
let's
go
are
to
some
your
big
second
names.
Team. And that's going to be a strong team as well, Damo.
There's a quality team. And you know what? I'd love to see these two teams go together.
I think
that'll be a great showcase game. But as it stands, you've got Peter Hooley, the heroics from last year. His output wasn't as great this year. And I know he managed to get through the whole season. He's still a very, very good player for Albany. And unfortunately for Albany too, I think that sort of reflected their success. They weren't able to go on for four straight tournament finals and go dancing for four straight years. So in many ways, it was a down year for Peter Hooley, but it wasn't a down career, is probably how I summarise it. Anthony Drimmick. Anthony Drimmick is in the second team for the second straight year as well. He had a very good season coming back from injury. He had to battle through some lower leg pain throughout most of it. And that back end of the season, he really started to shine. So I think that will be really impressing the professional scouts for his career moving forward. And then you round out the team with a couple of other guys. You've got another shooter in Felix von Hoff. I would argue he was unlucky not to make the first team here. Shot the lights out this year as well. Between him, Nahr, and Donlan, they were all above 40% three-point shooters. So really good there. And at Eastern Washington, Xavier Cooks is another guy we like.
Absolutely. He's one of the ones that I probably would have tried to find somewhere in my first team for. But still, second team is pretty decent, Damo.
It's very good. And rounding it out, you got Dane Pineau at St. Mary's, another guy there. And, you know, he went very close to averaging a double-double as well. So very, very good team. The only unlucky lucky couple, I guess, is I couldn't find a place for Nick Duncan from Boise State, and I couldn't find a place for George Blagojevich either from Hartford.
Comprehensive wrap, as always, Damo, and we can find all your articles on pickandroll.com.au, including this one. You're going to be writing and uploading an article on your postseason teams, your first and second team, as well as all your awards as well.
Most certainly, and every stat line for every player from this past season will be there as well. So if you want to find out how everyone's gone, it's all in the one place for you.
Where can we find all your stuff, mate?
So you can also get us on Twitter at PickandRollAU and the same on Facebook.